Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On this Featured Artist Friday, Bob Hayden, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. First of all, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Happy June 6th. It's the summer. And if I'm not mistaken, the Birds have won more than four in a row, so we get the Bob Haney stamp of approval. That's a winning streak.
Oh, that's a strong winning streak at that. And we'll get to the calls here. If you're on the phones, if you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Nolan says, and I don't want to speak for Nolan, but he thinks they're back.
They're back.
Yeah, I'm like,
whoa. There's no think, there's a no.
They're back. Nolan McGraw. They're better here. He thinks they're back. What does Ryan Ripken think?
Well, how about this? Well, first off, again, can't speak for Nolan McGraw, no. but talk about a true seal of approval, stamp of approval. Nolan, them being back, huh? You know, I think about this. I'm not ready to say this team's going to the playoffs, but I did get asked about this past week. That do you think the Orioles can get this done? And you guys know this. Lloyd Christmas, Dumb and Dumber. So you're telling me there's a chance? There's a chance. I mean, look, the Orioles, for the 50-game stretch, let's use them starting out in Seattle as the start of the 50 games. For them to get back to 500, they were going to have to go 32-18. So far, they're off to a great start with trying to get to that 32-18 record, which would put them at, it's like 620 win percentage or something like that, which I'm not mistaken, I think was how they started the season in 2024. So could they do it? Yes. Is it going to be a whole lot to get really back into it and be considered a playoff team? That's why you got to go out and play the games. But the confidence is there, and we just saw when they believe what they can do and a certain number 35 can get going, this team seems to follow suit, Bob, and yeah, I think that the Birds here are about to go on a little bit of a run.
All right, we'll ask you a question that a caller asked the first hour or so of the program about the Tony Manzolino effect. Winning record now as Oriole manager after a rough patch, shall we say, to start his tenure as their interim skipper. Is there anything that a Tony Manzolino can do that makes the team better in regards to individual performance? Does he do the Newt Rockne? I mean, he knows the guys. He's been around the team. But is there a noticeable thing, Ryan, that Manzolino has done that Brandon Hyde may not have been doing here?
Well, I think that they do have different styles of who they are as people, you know, and how then, I'm not going to say necessarily managing styles because we still have to see it all play out. But just from my perspective, Tony Manzolino has always been a guy who communicates well, always is going to go up and talk to the players, whether it's about baseball or not, wants to build that type of rapport. So that's number one. Players like that when you can connect outside of the game. The other aspects of it, you know, he's been vocal saying, you know, Jackson Holliday, we're playing you every day. We're trusting that we're going to put our guys in the position. And I think that that creates confidence. And then the third thing with all of the chaos is that he is saying we're in it together. we're going to keep moving through this. And I think that's what the players are kind of buying into. They know the guy. They believe in the guy. So I'm not saying there's a magic wand that's going to make it all better, but what you are seeing are players connecting with the guy that they have. They finally have a taste of what winning is again, and winning is contagious. And if you're able to put one together, then two, three, six, then you start to have this thing called belief, Bob, and then things can take over. So that's what Tony has playing in his favor right now.
Are the Orioles back, or they're just better? What do you think? 410-583-1057 is the number. Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Hitting, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Let's go to Bruce in Bel Air. Bruce, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, Bob and Ryan, how y'all doing?
Doing great.
I haven't called in a while, but I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts. You're kind of touching on it here. A caller called in a while ago asking, is there any difference from Massolino from what they're doing from Hyde? And from what I can see as a layman, it looks to me like the one difference I'm seeing is he's letting pitchers go. He's letting starting pitchers go. I mean, you know what I mean? Hyde had a habit of watching pitch counts in 80 or 85, whether they're doing good or not, taking them out. But also, if they got in a little trouble, it seemed like he was going with analytics more, saying, well, I'd probably have a better shot at bringing this guy out of the bullpen against this particular batter instead of letting the pitchers, you know, try to piss their way out of it. But what I'm saying is, I think him, by him doing that, it builds confidence, too. I mean, if you got somebody believing in you, whether it's your parents or whether it's your manager, I mean, you want to make them right. You know what I mean? And also, another thing is doing is in our bullpen, instead of pitching 4 and 5 innings a night, they're only going 3 or 4 innings a night. So that's a plus there. But also, as far as the – I wanted to also say, as far as the playoffs go, I like to quote the great statesman Evel Knievel, who said, nothing is impossible.
Mm-hmm. All right,
but
Bruce.
That's my thoughts on it. I don't know if you guys are seeing the same thing.
All right, Bruce, thanks. Evel Knievel reference here on this Featured Artist Friday.
I love it. I love it. And, Bruce, I hear what you're saying. And to go into the rest of this between Manzo and Hyder, I think there's some truth somewhere mixed in, but one thing that does allow for starters to go deeper into the game is when they get off to a good start and they're efficient. And the Orioles pitchers during this streak, they have gotten off to better starts. They have gone out there and pitched very well. I mean, I don't have the number of quality starts off the top of my head now in the last couple of days, but it was 5 out of 8 quality starts, meaning they were getting to the 6th inning, giving up 3 earned runs or less, gives your team a chance. You know, when you look at that the win streak right now, Bob, the Orioles in the 6-game win streak, they're not allowing a lot of runs, right? They haven't allowed more than 3 runs in any of the 6 victories that they've had against the White Sox and the Mariners. So I think that Manzo is allowing them to pitch out of it, yes. But also the Orioles pitchers are not putting themselves in as many jams early on. And Bruce, the final thing I'll say, you are right. When your bullpen gets taxed and they're throwing 4 or 5 innings a game, I don't care how good they've been or how good they can be, they get tired. So I think it's a great reset. And what's the results right now? The starters going deeper? The bullpen's coming through, and they've come through in big ways here over the last few days.
Yeah, there were nails yesterday. Baker was outstanding. If you're on the phone, it's Tony and the rest. We'll get you when we come back. By the way, Evel Knievel, he knew it was impossible to get over that Snake River Canyon. That's why he hit the eject button. I did have that toy when I was a kid. But when we come back, take more of your phone calls. Got buy or sell coming up later in the hour. AL East report coming up in the 1 o'clock portion of the show. Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Hitting, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.